Less Annoying CRM is a user-friendly customer relationship management software. The sales staff at 590 The Fan has been using it for 2 years now, and the transition seamless. The setup only took a few minutes, and the sales staff caught on very quickly, unlike other CRM software. Less Annoying CRM has an outstanding support team and has walked us through any situation that arose. To contact Less Annoying CRM and to receive an extended 60-day free trial, go to insidestl.com/CRM. This also includes free training and setup assistance from one of their CRM coaches.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back here to the Costas Center at Cardinal Glennon Hospital. We're here for the Ryan Kelly Radio-a-thon and pleased to be rejoined by fearless leader Tim McKernan from his home studio. Mr. McKernan, welcome back.
What's up, boys?
Hey, so boys?
He called you Mr. McKernan.
You like
Ben
that?
Fred is a, no, Ben Fred is a suck-up.
What?
Hey, Mr. McKernan.
Stop that, Doug. There are people here. It's a place of business.
Okay.
You're distracting them.
How do my audios? How do my audio levels sound?
I'm strong to quite strong.
There are levels
Gino,
to this, and they sound good.
The engineer, and I want to make sure that I'm Doug. You know what I'm doing? I'm adjusting the mixer.
Okay.
He has no snare in his headphones.
You're running your own dials, are you? Dialing your own number.
Ryan Kelly, I wish you were, it's too bad you're not here, Tim, because R. Kells just went and got us breakfast. He asked us if we were hungry. He said on a scale of 1 to 5, how hungry are you? I'm not going to lie, I said 4.5. He came back with a box full of donuts and 3 styrofoam containers full of scrambled eggs and bacon and other goodies.
Wow.
That's a lot of donuts there, Kat.
I'm going to kill one.
Thank you, Ryan.
I already had one breakfast
Kat,
on my own.
Kat made a mistake of going to get breakfast himself.
Yeah,
Doug and I waited knowing that Ryan would hook us up, and sure enough, he came through.
God bless him. I'm going to eat it.
What a treat. Thank you, Ryan. Thanks, Ryan.
You always take care of us, Ryan.
Ryan has not even recharged himself. I don't think he sleeps. I think he just plugs into an outlet. But
I think
he's making things happen today.
I want to be Ryan Kelly when I grow up.
Hey, you don't want to be Tim?
Well, I think Ryan Kelly would be fine.
You better grow some
IQ Ryan spent
points.
All weekend in Atlanta. Was he on talking about that? I was in feeding mode, so I don't know if he's been
bit.
On.
He's right, yeah. He's right here. I don't know if he can hear you, though. You want to talk about your trip to Atlanta?
He had Hannah Ray Yates and Nick, what up, Yell? And Clay Travis down there.
Ryan's sitting down. He has the headphones on here, too.
And a mouthful of bacon.
Sweet action.
Good evening,
what's
sir.
Up, brother?
How are you?
What's a good word,
good morning.
Man?
I don't even know what time it is or what day it is anymore. I apologize for that. Good word is we're down here at Cardinal Glennon Hospital. Thanks to you, we're raising a lot of money, Tim. And sorry you couldn't be here today, but I know you have very big things happening at home, and your crew here is doing an incredible job. I know we've already raised over $1,000 so far this morning. We have a goal of $15,000 today. And we have a big donation coming from a we'll call it anonymous for now, sponsor, supporter, coming in about 30 minutes. So we'll be off and running here shortly.
That's outstanding. Tip of the cap to the audience. They always deliver, and tip of the cap to you, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm keeping your boys fed. Jim's eating some scrambled eggs and bacon as
good.
We speak. And
good,
Doug
good.
Doug is eyeballing everybody else's food, even though he has his own. He's like a bear. He's stored his food to the side, and he's looking patiently at sea monsters, biscuits, and gravy.
I like how you rename people's crotches food.
What?
I got a bounce.
Oh, yeah, Doug can't even hear him. That's the best part.
Oh, perfect. I have Doug's
just,
headphones
just nod
set
your
on.
Head and say, that's nice, Doug. Say, that's nice. Doug says that's
Tim's
nice.
I'm saying wonderful things about you, and Doug's thankful for that.
Oh my gosh. Should I suspend him?
No, I think it's okay.
Timmy, how happy are you that college football is back, and we're in full swing now?
Well, since I really don't leave my couch, it's perfect. So I was locked in, and I was living vicariously through you, Ryan, and Hannah Ray and Nick. What up, Yale? This weekend, since you guys were down in Atlanta, which was the place to be for college football. So, did you stay for the entire game last night, or did you guys jet after the tailgate?
I had to get home after the tailgate. I was down in Atlanta. I brought the wife and the whole family with me. When I approached my wife with the idea that I was going to be going to all the college SEC football games and producing some good content down there and putting it out, She was all for the idea until she saw that I was serious, and I presented her with the schedule of all the schools that I'd be going to and all the weekends I would be gone, at least for the days. And the first one up was Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta opened up the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, $1.4 billion stadium. Incredible. They opened it up, and the first game was Alabama. Alabama and Florida State. That was this Saturday. And I got to tell you, I've never seen anybody tailgate thus far. I've only been to two so far. But Alabama showed up. It's strong. I would say there's 100,000 people there tailgating. Professionals, people that have been doing this for 100 years, I think. And they have buses and vans and traditions and barbecue pits. There was one guy that owns a big business by the school, so he takes 100 of the college kids on every away game with Alabama, and they set up and they barbecue, and they just it was a great time. Nick and Hannah are incredible, as you know, sir.
Yeah,
and
they're the best.
We got some great footage, and they truly are. They're professional. They they came out of Mizzou Journalism School, so of course they're the best. There it is.
Nice ring.
And
right there.
We got some great video. We should have it. Yeah, there it is. And that was Ben. And we did some great things down there. And I'm looking forward to sharing that content and the video. And we partnered up and have Clay kind of helping with this, get this out there. He's big in that SEC market. So it was fun to be with Clay all weekend. I've gotten to know Clay really well over the last year. We've gotten together in Tennessee and St. Louis. We're on the phones, texting nonstop. And over the last year, I can say he's a great dude. He really is, and a good friend. And he'll be jumping on here probably. I think I just let that cat out of the bag in 30 minutes to talk about a big donation coming in from Clay and Austin. Oh, yeah. I pinned him down to the hotel lobby last night. And I'm like, here, let me tell you what I'm doing tomorrow morning, sir. and he'll be jumping on. He can talk more about the SEC kickoff and his big contribution to SSM Health Cardinal Glennon here in St. Louis.
That's awesome, man. That's super cool.
Alabama tailgating. I've been to one Alabama football game, and I was trying to get to the press box, but they line up to see the players come into the stadium. And this is like a religious experience if you're an Alabama fan to watch Nick Saban and the guys walk into the stadium. So here I am. I got my little shoulder bag, my little man purse with the computer in it. Excuse me, trying to get through. And I stop because the players are coming, and I'm trying to get through the lanes. Well, I'm by the Nick Saban statue, and I stop in front of a woman just for a moment to try to figure out where my next move is. And she looks at me, and she goes, "You can't stand here." And I said, "Oh, I apologize." And she was upset because I was blocking her view of the Saban statue. And they get after it down there.
Saban is everything down in Alabama. I can tell you that just from being in their tailgate on Saturday. It's a serious thing, absolutely.
He seems mean-spirited to me. This Saban fellow.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on his personality.
I'm with you.
I would think you'd appreciate.
Why are you putting Ryan Kelly on the spot?
You would appreciate his work ethic, Doug. As someone who never takes a day off, you never get a day off, and neither does Nick Saban.
No, but he's always mad at the reporters.
Well, so are you. You're always sour a little bit.
Well, I'm not that sour.
When you don't lose games, I guess you get to do what you want, right?
I think that's kind of the key.
He gets to do what he wants.
You're like the Nick Saban of St. Louis, only without the success.
And the money.
Or no statue. Yeah. Doug doesn't have a statue yet.
Other than that.
Yeah, without the success or the $10 million a year that he makes. That's me.
Tim, it was always good. I'm going to let these boys continue with you. But just thank you very much, Tim McKernan, for everything you do, for the Home Loan Expert, for Cardinal Glennon, for St. Louis. I mean, I could just go on and on. What you do here in this community in the show is just unbelievable. I can always count on you. This was a kind of a pop-up thing last week. I woke up in the morning and go, we got to raise money for Cardinal Glennon. We have to do something for Cardinal Glennon. And this is an event usually we'd spend a month or two preparing and promoting and getting together. And they asked me when I called out to Cardinal Glennon, when do you want to do something? I'm thinking next Tuesday. said, well, let's get together as quick as possible then, sir. So because of the morning after and 590 The Fan, we were able to put this thing together at last moment and get you guys down here. And the donations are coming in. I can hear on the phone taking them as we speak. And I just couldn't be more happy and thrilled with this. So thank you very much, Tim. And thanks for letting me be part of the show. And jump
thank you,
on and
Ryan
kind of hijack
Kelly.
A thank
bit
you, Ryan Kelly, and thank you to our listeners and staff for putting
thank
this together.
You, sir. Oh, yeah, obviously, thank you to the listeners, because without those four people, what would we be doing right now?
Thank you. Exactly right, Doug.
We would not
I told
be eating,
you it was
eating
over
donuts.
Three. Here you go, gentlemen.
Now it's up to four.
And with apologies, I've been hammering the phone number because that's the contact number. So if you want to help us raise money for Cardinal Glennon, you can call Ryan Kelly's office, and they will make it very easy for you. The number 314-781-9700. It's really the Ryan Kelly Radio-a-thon for Cardinal Glennon, and we're very pleased to be part of it.
Tim, you mentioned you've been watching a lot of college football. I was in Columbia on Saturday for Missouri State, and I'm interested to hear your impression, because for me, when I left that game, I can't think of many times when a fan base has probably not been happy with a 29-point win. But I get the sense from Mizzou, a lot of Mizzou fans were going, what are we going to do about this this defense? How did you see it? What did you think of the game on Saturday?
That was horrifying, and there's no way to downplay that. It's kind of like if you want to go and get the most extreme political opinion on whichever side, you know where to go. So then if you want to reinforce either your belief or your disdain for the other side, you know where to go. And so I knew that, like, there's kind of a standard college football period of whatever the stages of grief are or whatever that is. And so I figured by 48 hours, some Missouri fans would begin to rationalize it, see Florida fumble F around against Michigan, even though they had 10 players suspended, and see Tennessee have the issues they have defensively, albeit against a legitimate team from the ACC last night, and then go, you know what, maybe we're the best team in the SEC East. But Missouri just allowed 35 first-half points to the team picked ninth out of 10 in the Missouri Valley.
That's hell, they're on scholarship too.
I guess some of them are. It was, and the whole focal point of the offseason was the defense, and Barry Odom, the head coach, put himself in charge of the defense last year. So I realize a lot of people want to bitch about DeMonte Cross, but that's Barry Odom, and that's Missouri State. And so there is no defense for that defense, and to spin it any other way, not to say that I've seen writers do this. I want to make this clear. This is limited to a handful of fans. So I want to make that crystal clear. It's not like there is some credible – I mean, Barry Odom flat out said, Ben, I read your stories, flat out said, this is on me. He couldn't have said it more and more. But analyzing it as a fan slash talk show host, I couldn't believe that. And I don't care if they won by 100. To allow that many points and to be down that late in the game and that tight in the second half is just – beyond me. Now, the other side of it that I guess if you want to try and go, okay, well, maybe what can be taken from it is that you would have to think, although I would have thought this going into week one, but you would have to think that after what took place Saturday, that there will be a balls-to-the-wall focus on defense going into the game against South Carolina. And perhaps it's the ideal scenario in that it is the ultimate wake-up call. Like I said, you would have liked to have thought there would be a wake-up call going in to the season after how bad the defense was last season. Clearly that didn't happen. The issue is there were guys out of place. So I don't know if it's a talent issue, that it's more of a coaching issue, which to me is scarier. But ideally, it's therefore fixable. And so ideally, the next 4 days in between the game, last week and this week, will be an opportunity to try and remedy it. But here's the thing. Since my lock of the week last week was South Carolina and against NC State, they were getting 6 points. I watched, 80% of that game. NC State, I realize, not a household college football team, even though the ACC is getting more and more credibility with the success a few years ago, Florida State won the national championship, and last year with Clemson, NC State is regarded with their defensive line as having one of the best front fours, top five front fours in the country going into the year. And South Carolina was moving the football pretty damn effectively against them. And so if they can do that against a, top of the line front four, what's it going to be like Saturday in Columbia? And that's something that I realize South Carolina wasn't expected to do great things this year, although Will Muschamp historically has been very successful. What he did 11-1 in his second year in Florida. Will they have that kind of success in Columbia East this year? I don't know. But either way, that is something to keep an eye on, is that here's South Carolina doing that against an NC State defense that came in with a lot of credibility, especially in the front four, and they were able to move the football. Don't get me wrong, their first touchdown was a special teams touchdown, but they were able to move the ball quite effectively against NC State. And if Missouri State can move the football with that kind of ease in the first half as they did, that is That's scary as hell. Like I said, the thing that I'm holding on to from a football standpoint is that it's got to be balls to the wall focus on the defense, because Barry Odom's and that defense's credibility is already on the line. And then secondarily, the fact that Missouri started as a 4 or 4.5 point favorite, it's down to 2.5 points. Just from my experience in the world of gambling, somehow that might mean Missouri covers the thing, just because the whole world will be betting on South Carolina, at least the whole world that was aware of what took place in the first half against Missouri State. So those are my two hopes as a Missouri fan, that somehow things get righted by Saturday night in Columbia.
Now, Barry Odom said after the game that we just made some adjustments at halftime. We got guys lined up right, and then it was different. My thought was, what kind of defense were you in the first half that you would be surprised by a run up the middle and a 10-yard pass over the middle? Did you think you were not going to see that? Well, what plays were you preparing for?
What he said was they basically ran one defense, their base defense, the entire second half, and that they tried to get a little too complicated in the first half. And some people said that that's a good sign. I wonder, to me, that's almost a little more concerning, the fact that you had to play your base-level defense against an FCS team that hasn't had a winning season in years. The fact that you can't run, you can't check in and out of defenses the first week of the season when you've had all offseason to prepare for it. And I think it's fair to ask, and Barry Odom knows it's going to be asked. To his credit, he is a straight shooter. It's fair to ask, okay, you see these things you need to fix. How are you going to fix it in a week? When you couldn't fix it all offseason? These problems are not new problems. They existed this offseason. By the way, you're playing a South Carolina team that has a young quarterback who, if you ranked the ability of big plays in the SEC, they're at the top. This kid can throw deep passes on target. You saw him do it against NC State. So
he's on scholarship.
Another thing that really stood out to me, besides the lack of tackling, which I don't know, man. The tackling has just gone by the wayside in college football in general, but the lack of team speed scared me if I'm a Missouri fan, because you've got, okay, you got a busted play, and the Missouri State running back gets through a gaping hole. Well, he's going 75 yards to the house, and you don't have one guy who comes within 5 yards of catching him from behind. That's a problem, because no one is going to be everyone is going to be faster than that guy when you start playing SEC teams. So I think there are if you're an optimist, you look at it and you say, okay, the results were four or five broken plays where, you know, corners got lost or everybody bit on a screen and they didn't cover the guy who went deep, and hopefully you can get that fixed. But when it comes to tackling fundamentals and pure team speed, they're going to have to cover up some flaws there. And that's my take on that, Doug.
Okay, that was a nice take.
It was a hot take.
A nice take.
Yeah, Jake Bentley, 17-29 for 215 yards with 3 touchdowns. One of those touchdowns was an Odell Beckham one-handed kind of grab, which was perhaps a top-five play of the weekend in college football. That was really, really scary, and I also recognize that because the defense, some other issues are going to fly by the wayside. I recognize, it's like Drew Locke, player of the week. It was against Missouri State. Which, again,
he's on scholarship.
Reemphasizes how bad the first part of it is, which is the defense, and then something that it doesn't matter who's on the other side of the football if you're still having these problems, because this is like the game of golf. It's you and the golf course. This is you and the uprights, and Missouri continues to have issues with extra points. And I recognize the ship was righted afterwards, but still, the first extra point of the year is a miss when that's been such a problem. Hell, it's what cost them the game against South Carolina in an undefeated regular season in 2013 was field goal kicking, not this same kicker, of course, but it just continues to be an issue. So to go, they won by this many points, it was Missouri State. That's what you're supposed to do. They were a 36-point favorite. I mean, the one thing is that in the second half, when whatever they did, and God only knows what went on in that locker room at halftime, but they did have success in the second half on the defensive side of the football. So hopefully there is something to take from that. Like I said, I'm shocked that they were a 4.5-point favorite. I think that number's down to 2.5 at this point. And maybe since those who pay attention to intricacies will go, my God, South Carolina's free money this weekend. Hopefully somehow the reverse happens. They don't have time to dick around. I mean, and then next week it's Purdue. And again, I recognize most people in the world are watching Alabama, Florida State, but Purdue gave Louisville a hell of a game on Saturday night. and that's Missouri's opponent after that. And then you have Auburn coming to town, and who knows how good Auburn is? They played a blood donor to open up in Georgia Southern, and they'll get Clemson this weekend. So you'll have an idea of where War Eagle is. But this isn't your standard Missouri September schedule. You're getting some tests out of the gate with South Carolina, Purdue, and Auburn, and you know, things could get off the tracks really quickly if that defense isn't turned around by the time they kick off Saturday night in Columbia.
I think if you're going to look to anything to take from the offense, you don't take away the records or the numbers because, again, you consider the component. One thing I did think Missouri showed that it did not show last year is they seemed to play a more complete attack on offense. You had receivers springing guys down the field with blocks that were not made last season. They do seem to have kind of more of an all-in approach. And I think Locke, in listening to him talk, seems like he's more poised and realizes kind of what they're up against this year. I asked him after the game, I said, Drew, do you feel like you guys need to be good enough to simply outscore opponents? I mean, if you can't get the stops, and he said, our goal is that we know we have to be plus one, which that, you know, we score one more time than the other team. So they're an offense that they're not going to slander their defense, but they know what the strength of the team is, and they're preparing themselves to be able to put up those kind of points. At least that's their mindset going in. And Drew Locke said something interesting. He said, I've never felt more comfortable headed into a season, headed into a game than I did today. Last year I would have been reviewing plays. I would have been nervous. This year I just woke up and came to the stadium and I was ready to go. So if he can perform as he did in this game against good defenses, that's the next step for him. And if he can do that, then there's going to be some white-knuckle games, but they'll have a chance in them if the defense can just make a few stops, but first halves like that won't get it done. Doug, I got to tell you about GFI Digital. They provide IT solutions ranging from your basic help desk to your fully outsourced IT department. The experts at GFI Digital make technology simple for your business. Start by visiting them online. It's easy. GFIdigital.com. Kat, who was big for you on that Mizzou football team?
I didn't get a chance to see the game, but I did notice on social media that there were maybe a smattering of fans not all that enthusiastic about the defense.
If the defense is this bad all the time, they're going to put Drew Locke in the NFL, and he might even make a Heisman Trophy push if he has to throw the ball 50 times a game. Because, boy, he's got an arm.
Well,
he has really got an NFL arm.
If the defense is that bad, then he won't make a Heisman Trophy push because they won't win enough.
No, but if he has to throw that much and puts up outrageous numbers, because he's got some weapons, they might put up some really big offensive numbers this year, especially if they have to keep playing, you know, all out for every game.
And Missouri State had one of the top-ranked offenses in the nation going in, right?
No,
They won't see an offensive outfit.
Might have been right around the middle of the pack of the FCS projections that I wasn't able to find.
Yeah, but the metrics say that much higher potential.
I know college.
Sure.
Ball. And I can say with confidence that Missouri will not see an offense as talented as Missouri State unless they get to the SEC title game and run into Alabama.
Nice take.
You're on the payroll down there. Doug's on the payroll. He's trying to appeal to the growing Springfield fan base here.
In a way, they got thrown into the fire, the Missouri defense. Right. They answered the call, and they're going to be better for it.
To
have held the Battling Bears under 50 is a nice little pat on the back. That's nice no take. Small feat.
Nice take, Jack. Hey, good
and
news.
Damani Cross deserves a raise. That's Doug's other take. They need to just give the man a raise before someone else hires him away.
Good news for our audience. I know a number of people were asking about this the last week or two, and we are going to be doing it again. It is the TMA DraftKings League. I just posted the link on the TMA fan page. If you're not a member, damn it, why aren't you? Really, Doug, damn it, why aren't
you? Well, it's a little while.
You can click on the link right there. Here's what we have for you. It's a $10 game, up to 300 entry spots, and each person can submit up to 5 lineups per person. It's DraftKings.com, and we have our TMA League in DraftKings every week, 300 spots, $10 per entry, and up to 5 entries per player. And the fun thing is you know what you can do? You can ship it.
You can ship it.
Yeah, that's fun. You've been waiting for fantasy sports since fantasy football, since February 6th. Football season is here, and there's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 week fantasy football. To celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday that is totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion, not million, $1 billion with DraftKings. There are many ways to play. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So get to DraftKings.com now and use promo code QUARTERBACK to play in the DraftKings free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code QUARTERBACK to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Boys, I'm going to be shutting it down. It's my father's 70th birthday today, so we are going to spend the day today hanging out. So a happy birthday to my father, and I'll be back from the CMAR Elysium Restoration and Design Basement Studios tomorrow. Godspeed, God bless America, and taste me.
What? Oh, right at the end.
That right
it's
in
a
there.
Sign
right
off. I ripped it off of Walter Cronkite. I ripped it off.
He didn't ever say that.
All right, Tim. Well, happy birthday to your dad, and we'll catch up with you soon. That is Tim McKernan, the leader of this fine program. And he was mentioning the promo code for the $1 billion contest. That was quarterback. He says it's so clear when Tim reads it, unlike when Doug just mangles it.
I have a strong regional accent.
But if you're looking for a place to you want to do the challenge, but you want to gather with your friends to do it, we have an answer for that too. The Hot Shots Fantasy Draft Party Headquarters, Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, August through September, all STL Hot Shots locations. You can set this up. Attention, fantasy football players! It's time for fantasy football season to fire back up. They want to have your draft party at Hot Shots this season. Reserve your draft time now. Get great rewards for drafting at any of the area Hot Shots locations. There are 11 of them. Get out of your friend's basement, Doug. That's where you write your Doug's takes. Get out of your friend's basement and get to Hot Shots for your fantasy draft great specials and unbeatable views this season. You get two large one-topping pizzas, one order of mini tacos, toasted ravs, reserve seating, Wi-Fi, drink specials, all that good stuff. To book it, hotshotsnet.com to book today or sign up in-store, and a manager will be in touch to confirm your reservation and details. That's Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Ryan Kelly's back with us here on the program. Ryan, you've been running around all day. How are the donations coming in?
Donations are great. Thank you to all the listeners. We're over $1,000. We crashed their website, and that's getting up and running right now. We should be back live to take those donations here in a few minutes. But I urge all the listeners, please give us a call, 314-781-9700. Half my company is not doing mortgages today. They are standing by to take your calls, type in your credit card information. We couldn't make it any easier. You're donating to a great cause here at SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon, and the dollars, as most people in town know, go to great use here to take care of children, regardless of their ability to pay, and they offer some of the best cancer treatments in the nation. A lot of these doctors, which we'll have on later today, they come here for their residency, they come here for their fellowships, and they don't leave. And they stay here, and they stay part of the Glennon family for years to come. I think we might have a special guest coming on here shortly. We're kind of putting that together, but in the meantime, I'll let you talk about sports a little bit.
Are our listeners doing their part? They are dialing that number.
There's not a better group of listeners out there than the Ryan Kelly Morning After. I'll leave it there. They are doing their part. They are calling in. We're getting a lot of $20 donations, some $40, $50 donations. They're all adding up, and like I said, we've broken the $1,000 mark. I'm not sure exactly where we are at this point because the site did go down shortly, but they are fixing that now. So we'll be manually typing in those here in the next 20 minutes, and we'll see what that new total is. But thank you to all the listeners. As always, the Morning After listeners come through strong. I remember with Doug doing the event with Backstoppers at Mrs. Vaughn's school, I believe. Was that a while ago? Was that a year ago?
Yeah, about that.
You remember
it was Sparing Middle School there in the Lindbergh District for the officer who was shot and killed.
Blake Schneider. And
right.
And I remember all the listeners, there was like a carpool line of listeners coming out there from the Morning After donating. And what a huge testament to the show and the impact that the listeners have here right in the community. So I just got the thumbs up. I think we have a special guest. I've been with this guy all weekend. He's an amazing, amazing person. I know that most of the listeners here on the show are big fans of Clay Travis and what he does with Outkick and Fox and all of that. And I'll tell you right now, this guy, you guys all joke that I work 24 hours a day. I think that there's one person in the world that actually works harder or as much as I do, is Clay Travis. He's nonstop. It was fun to be with him down in Atlanta this weekend with Hannah and Nick as well. We shot so much good video. We're doing our Who Has the Best Tailgate down south. We're going to all the SEC schools. We're shooting crazy videos. We're having a blast. I talked to Clay a little bit about Cardinal Glennon and what they do for us here in St. Louis, and he said, hey, I got to get on board with this. I got to do something. What can I do? So we're going to get him on the phone, and is he on? Clay, you there?
I'm here. You know this. I don't have a window in my back right part of my car, so hopefully you guys can hear me okay. I'm on my way back from Atlanta. My car got broken into while I was down here, but saw some good football. Loved hanging out with you and Hannah and Nick. We had a great time. And, yeah, when you told me about what you were going to be spending all day doing, I said that on behalf of OutKick, I was in for $5,000. So hopefully that will help out some. I'm happy to you guys just do great stuff, and I know how hard you work, and I know how hard everybody at the station there works. And so I said I'd love to be a part of it, so I'm in for $5,000.
Look at that. Clay Travis in for a $5,000 nice. Donation to SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon, right here in St. Louis. If that doesn't say something about the character of him, I don't know what else does.
Yeah, that's a big, juicy donation. That's nice.
We're going to have to use that all day. It's kind of bait here, right? Yeah. I think that's just the start of what we're about to do. Well, Clay, thank you so much. Not to get you off, I'm not getting you off the phone, but I just wanted to thank you for the $5,000 donation on behalf of OutKick the Coverage. If you haven't been to their site, it's incredible. Follow Clay on Twitter. Follow all the great things that he does on OutKick. There's a lot of stuff, you know, coming over from the Home Loan Expert. It's going to be amazing throughout the year. We're actually watching his live yesterday. I'm telling you, this guy's dedicated. He's in his hotel suite doing his live. I mean, that's what he does. He takes care of all of his listeners and all the viewers and just gives them the content nonstop, and it's great content.
Clay, we need an update on your car situation. We saw the tweet about the window. What exactly went down, and how are you? How is that affecting the tailgating rankings here?
Yeah, you know. So, I hopefully it's not too loud in the car. But what happened was I drove down on Friday, and we had the last vestiges of the hurricane. And what should have been like a 3.5 hour drive, and I'm driving back right now, and hopefully it'll go smoothly. But what should have been a 3.5 hour drive turned into a 6.5 hour drive. And I had an event scheduled in Atlanta that I showed up 1.5 hours late for. And I drive and travel in general in like shorts, a flip-flops, and a t-shirt. And so when I got there, I had to switch into like a speaking outfit. And I had my suitcase in the back. I didn't have time to go to the hotel and drop off my car or anything else, my gear. So I just got out of the car, got dressed really quick in the parking lot there. There was a paid parking lot attendant. I parked. It was daytime. When I came back out, somebody had broken out my window and stolen everything out of the car. So, so far I've been able to replace everything that was stolen, but it was holiday weekend, so I couldn't get the window fixed while I'm in Atlanta. So I am presently driving from Atlanta back to Nashville with one window out.
Well, that's a fun thing. It's nice how what it does to your ears, too, when you only have one window
that
out.
That buffering,
Yeah, that's
good for your
eardrums. Really
nice pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You pull up. I got to meet Clay. I went to the hotel to meet with him this Saturday, and sitting out front is a car with a busted out window, and clearly we knew whose car that was, and I was at the right hotel.
Well, I'm sure it's not the only car probably driving around Atlanta with a busted out window, but we're sorry to hear that happened. Just quickly, kind of wanted to get your thoughts on this first weekend of college football. Certainly some interesting games. We always say don't overreact to week one. I think folks here in Missouri are a little panicked about the state of the Tigers' defense. You saw Tennessee had a thriller last night against Georgia Tech. Kind of what are your top takeaways from this first week here?
Yeah, so I thought the two best teams by far, and again, it's hard to judge because quality of competition factors in here, but I thought the two best teams by far were Alabama and Michigan. And those are the teams that I have ranked number one and number two in my OutKick top 10. And I tend to value, like I said, quality of competition. I thought, you know, it's almost time to push the panic button. Even though Tennessee won, they gave up 600 plus yards of offense, including over 500 rushing. That defense is not ready for prime time. Same thing certainly was true of Mizzou. I think there's reason to hit the panic button for pretty much every team in the SEC East, with ironically maybe the exception of Vanderbilt, which may have played best of all when you look at the way they played against MTSU. and certainly South Carolina getting a big win over NC State. But I think the SEC East is going to be wide open. I don't think there are any good teams. I think Florida might actually be bad. I think, look, that was partly about Michigan being good, but I think it was also about Florida being bad. I don't think they have a quarterback. I think their offense is going to be bad for another year. They graduated their defense. I just don't see a lot of reasons for optimism there if I'm a Florida Gator fan. And I know people say, oh, it's hard. You can't overreact to week one. I disagree on that a little bit because you only get 12 weeks to play college football in general. And so if you're not going to overreact to the actual 12 weeks when the games are played, so much of what we spend time talking and reacting to is non-football related issues, recruiting or somebody getting in trouble or coaching decisions. So when you actually have a 60-minute product to react to, I think you have to be able to go in and react because you only get 12 opportunities to react. You know, by the end of next week, we'll be a sixth of the way through the college football season. It's brutally short, beautiful, but it's bittersweet how short it is. And so I think you have to react to them substantially.
The Missouri fans who are trying to forget about the Mizzou defense and what we saw against Missouri State, pretty excited about Drew Locke. Is this a guy that you think has any possible outside shot at being a Heisman candidate?
I don't think so because I don't think Missouri is going to win enough games. And ultimately, the Heisman Trophy has become one of the award goes to one of the best players on one of the best teams. And even last year, when Lamar Jackson did not have a great finish to the season, his team was in the mix for a while. And I think you use Tebow, and you can use Lamar Jackson. You have to basically have a 9-win caliber team in order to be in the mix to win the Heisman Trophy. And so I don't think Missouri has a 9-win caliber team. And so I think that's unfortunate for a lot of talented guys out there. You're not really going to be in the Heisman race at the end of the year unless your team is at least somewhat in the mix in terms of being on the national stage, top 25, top 15 caliber team for –
Well, did we lose him?
I think he got sucked out of the window.
I think so. The other
he was talking, and the vortex I'm just ripped
here.
The phone.
The last
out of
thing
the...
I heard was,
"Oh, he's back! He's
oh, there
back!"
You are. Thought you were being carjacked.
Yeah.
Clay, you
don't tell him what
they are. Yep, we got you. Hey, we wanted to quickly just get your take on South Carolina. It's the first SEC on SEC game of the season. Certainly, Missouri's got a lot to worry about with its defense, but South Carolina looked pretty good against NC State, a team that some people had going, you know, with a chance to even make the playoff this year. What did you see from South Carolina and it taking down the Wolfpack?
Well, Bentley, their quarterback, I mean, is very similar to Locke at Missouri in that they feel very confident with what they can do at the quarterback position. I think what's difficult to know is how good was NC State, because NC State put up a lot of yardage on South Carolina. And that's why when I look at this game, I'm taking the over. And I'm actually taking Missouri to win this one. I think that South Carolina's defense is going to get exposed. I think there's going to be a lot of points that are scored. I think it's going to make Will Muschamp cry. But I see this game as being something like a 42-35 type game. And I think Missouri is going to win it. I think every game in the SEC this year is going to be a functional toss-up. I think there are not very many high-level SEC teams. But I also think similarly that the floor is not that low. In other words, I think the difference between the ceiling, the best team, whoever that is, I don't know who it is, and the worst team is inconsequential. So I think that there are going to be a lot of swings and ebbs and flows this year in the SEC East. And I actually predicted that whoever wins it is going to be 5-3. I think there's going to be a lot of mediocrity this year in the division.
Yeah, good stuff, Clay. Thanks for your time. We love talking college football over with you. And thanks, most importantly, for your donation to Cardinal Glennon. We're here for the Ryan Kelly Radiothon, and your donation helps out, just helped out a ton. And hopefully we'll encourage some other folks to consider giving some other hard-earned money as well.
I'm sitting here watching the boards, Clay, and you're getting a lot of talk here. And people are saying you're just not playing around. Pleasantly surprised. Good for him. People are just all over this. So thank you very much, Clay Travis, on behalf of OutkickTheCoverage.com. If you haven't been there, check out the site. We're all over it. We love it. We're nonstop on the anonymous mailbag. But thank you for the $5,000 commitment to St. Louis and St. Louis's SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon Hospital. Clay, I appreciate the time today. Appreciate you jumping on. I appreciate the dollars. They're huge, and we'll put them to good work here at the hospital, sir.
Well, I appreciate all the things you guys are doing, and, you know, everybody has different amounts of money they can make things happen with, but I would hope that that would encourage some other people to step up as well. Keep up the good work you guys are doing, and have a good day, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Clay.
Good stuff, Clay. Travis joining us, and I got to tell you, another good note here. If you're needed some flooring, Kat, I'm going to tell you about Michael's Flooring Outlet. The website, michaelsflooringoutlet.com. They're now open in Darden Prairie. Come see their new awesome location. You get huge savings on most everything in the store. Doug, they got this special kind.
Any kind of carpeting that's
Mohawk
special?
Smart Strand Silk.
Oh, that
you say that's
good.
Pretty nice. How about this? With DuPont Sirona.
I insist
that
on
that. That just sounds
DuPont
like something you want to roll.
Doug's been
you
a Sirona guy since 1943.
Mm-hmm. You want to lay down in this and you want to roll around in it. It's the Mohawk Smart Strand Ultra with the DuPont Sirona. Michaels wants you to shop the competition first and then come in and they'll beat it. So bring your competitor's bid and they'll take care of it for you. When you think of Michaels, you should think local. They've been local here in St. Louis for over 20 years. That's Michael's Flooring Outlet, michaelsflooringoutlet.com. Thanks to Michael's Flooring. Thanks to Clay Travis for jumping on and talking some college football with us.
Can you imagine how that dance with Walter Payton would have gone had you been dancing on some carpet made with Sirona?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that Doug would be sitting here today. His career would have had a whole higher path. He would be, I don't even know, he'd probably be hosting a single man sports center if that were on DuPont Sirona.
I grew up in a cave, of course, around tar pits. Around tar pits, where some of the animals would get stuck in the tar pits, and maybe we'd have something to eat, maybe we wouldn't.
Right.
There was no DuPont Sirona back then.
But you dreamed about it.
I dreamed about the Sirona and the DuPont. And when you could finally merge the two together, that's when carpeting really started to take hold and become a huge part of my life.
Back in my day, we didn't have what you guys call today food. Mm-hmm. We had nothing. We lived in caves. We ate stalactites. That was supper.
Now, are those the ones that hang down or grow up?
Yes.
Both? Got it.
I don't know. Sure would have loved to have had a stalactite. We didn't have that.
But a little salty.
We couldn't afford to have rocks
grow. A little salty
grow.
For my liking.
Yeah.
You lick them and they make you shrivel when you lick them. They're a little salty.
I'm glad I didn't say that.
Aren't there signs that say don't lick the stalactites?
Oh, no. You don't listen to those when you're on the field trip to the mines. So that's where kids are now. We take field trips to the places you grew up, Doug.
Right. Right there in the caves proper. Yeah, Onondaga Cave is where I grew up.
You know, when Doug grew up, they didn't have air either. He had gills.
Oh, hell.
He had to somehow breathe through a filthy pond.
We still lived in the lagoons for the most part. We hadn't yet come up out. Well,
you said you lived in caves, so it was a caved lagoon.
The few times that we got out thinking, you know, to evolve. Maybe we should grow lungs instead of these gills. We'd live in the Onondaga Cave for a while and then go back into the Merrimack River.
Well, look, you've had a hard upbringing. You deserve a chance. You made it. You deserve a chance to reward yourself. I got no better way to do it than going to Lou Fest.
That's
not only
idea.
Lou Fest, but the exclusive inside STL area, the little kind of VIP club, if you will, at Lou Fest. Doug, 590 The Fan is partnering with Lou Fest once again this year, and offering 1 and 2 day passes for our exclusive area at the festival in Forest Park this September 9th and 10th. It's brought to you by Bud Light, Bar Louie, and Country Financial. The musical acts, you guys know, Snoop Dogg, Weezer, Cage the Elephant. Doug's excited about this one. Run the Jewels. He's been listening. He's got his aux cord in his Mercedes. He's just been listening to so much Run the Jewels, getting ready for Lou Fest.
Right.
Spoon, Marion Hill, so many more. For the same price as general admission, this is where it gets good, Kat. Listeners have access to our dedicated bathrooms, a private cash bar sponsored by Bar Louie, outdoor lounge, lawn games, prizes, and, of course, mingling with some of your favorite 590 show hosts. It doesn't say it here on the copy, but I guess this is a real possibility that could happen. You could mingle with Doug Vaughn in a dedicated bathroom.
No, I don't think
you might
think it
walk in
that.
To use the restroom and Doug's in there.
I'm not going
to
spend a lot of time there.
At which point
there.
You would mingle. So
they don't
just,
have DuPont Sirona.
I'm just saying that's a possibility. The tickets are first come, first serve. They're on sale now. Visit Inside STL and get yours before they're gone.
Back in my day, we didn't have a Lou Fest.
Right.
We walked out of our caves. We got trampled by a brontosaurus, so we went back in our caves. There was no Lou
Crawled
Fest.
Back in your cave.
So we had.
Had a stalactite for lunch.
We were happy to be trampled. It made us feel so alive.
Well, now you can go from getting trampled to mingling in the exclusive restrooms.
I'm not going to mingle with anyone in the restroom.
I hear tell that you spent most of your time in the restroom last year at
this
thing.
That's what I heard.
Believe it or not.
It says it right here in the copy.
I don't really hang out
in
the
porta
potty.
It says if you really want to meet Doug, go into the restroom and
it doesn't
tap,
say
it
that.
Says tap your foot three times once you're in there, Kat. That's what it says right here in the copy.
Who is that?
Oh, it does not.
It does.
It doesn't say that.
Sea Monster can confirm.
Wasn't there a congressman who went to the airports and got a
in
wide
Vermont,
base? And,
yeah.
You know, he was tapping.
And then there
toe.
Was also Tony Orlando and Dawn who sang, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipes.
If the answer is no.
Now, we better cut it out. They're going to ask us to stick around and go room to room singing. Which seems
well,
like a
we'd
nice
be happy
thing
to do.
Do
that, you know,
but
we'd be happy to do
Doug's
that.
Doug's pressed for time.
I don't think that would actually be considered therapy. You know, two old guys from the balcony of the Muppets were to go into the room and singing. Please make them go. Make them leave. They've done their show. Now go and get.
What's all these contraptions, newfangled devices you have in your hospital rooms? Back in our day, we had no hospitals. You go to the witch doctor, they put a leech on your forehead and send you on your way.
You had leeches? We didn't have leeches.
You had to suck your own blood.
We were poor. Oh, gosh, we were poor.
If there's any blood sucking, it was me. I wanted to suck my blood. I had to do it myself.
All
and
right,
that's all I got to say about that,
there's
Sea
the
Monster.
End of the show.
He's giving me the look. I think it's time for emails of the day. And this is big because they're playing for a pair of tickets to Old School Wrestling Night.
Now, what is that
Old
exactly?
School Wrestling
Night
at
Jim
Bush
Duggan Stadium
be there.
On Tuesday, September 12th. Features Road Warrior Animal. I recently heard him in an interview with Nixie.
And his son used to be the linebacker.
Oh, yeah, something like that. He used to play some guy named James. Yeah.
Laurinaitis.
Yeah. I love James Laurinaitis. He was one of my favorite athletes I've ever covered.
Right.
No joke.
Took a lot of grief at the end. He was a good player for the Rams back when we cared about the Rams.
He lost a step late in his career, but he was playing banged up. And he was always right in front of his locker every time they got their teeth kicked in, and he was telling it like it was. Mm. Even when the Rams were moving, he was one of the few people around there who would stand up and talk about it.
And his dad is Animal.
Well, he's part of the Road Warrior Animals, I believe. He's one of two, right?
He was one of the Road Warriors.
Yes, Road Warrior Animal. And then that's not even
there
I
was
mean,
Animal and the other
to,
guy.
I didn't even get to mention Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
I mentioned Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Plus get a World Championship belt T-shirt. That's www.cardinals.com/theme. That's Old School Wrestling Night at Busch Stadium. Not even Harley Race. I'll go if Harley Race is going to be there. But if
Handsome Harley Race.
Now, he's a wrestler. He had an academy in Eldon, Missouri for years. A wrestling academy. So if this whole showbiz thing doesn't work out for you, Kat, maybe you go down to Eldon, check into the Harley Race Wrestling Academy.
But you're not sure it still
launch
exists.
Launch your second career. Well, it was open a while ago. I'm not sure if it still
what
is.
What kind of reporter are you?
I'll look online.
Anybody else concerned that some of the fans might show up in old school wrestling togs and singlets?
What's wrong with a leotard now and then?
Hey, we're not going to see
I got
see
a couple
that,
of singlets from my high school days. You want me to bring you one?
No, thanks. But you feel free to wear yours.
I wear them around the house sometimes.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
For what purpose?
When you're trying to catch the cat to take it to the vet, you got to put on your singlet and then helps you move about faster.
I see.
Or sometimes when you're scrubbing the floorboards and you want something that really stretches with you,
yeah.
You know, you got to get something with a little elasticity to it.
Sure. And that's what you wear?
You bet.
Your high school wrestling singlet.
Sure, I got like three or four of them.
Were you good different colors. As a high school wrestler?
I was, what was my record? My senior year, I was like 30 and 15. So I won twice as many matches as I lost.
Good.
But I still lost quite a bit.
Did you ever get pinned, Sailor?
Oh, you betcha.
Mid-Missouri plowboys?
The worst was when you had to wrestle I have nothing against women. I'm a big fan of women. But sometimes you had to meet one in the wrestling mat there.
Really?
And I was I'm a bigger guy, you know. So they were
girls some, your size.
Oh, you betcha.
You wrestled girls?
A couple of them, yeah.
And did any of them beat you?
No. I mean, not that there would have been anything wrong with that, but no.
Why did you have to put that on there? I mean, honestly.
The thing about girl wrestlers is that they're flexible in their hips, so you could be winning the match, right? But you're trying to pin her, and she can basically flip her hips while her back is basically on the mat. Does that make sense?
Not really.
Like, they're flexible, twisting ways in ways that we're not.
Huh. Do you feel bad wrestling a woman? A
you
girl?
Can't think about it. I mean, honestly, you cannot think about it. You just have to go out and do it.
and you have to go out and do it and not think about it, because the second that you think about it is when you get all weird.
Because here's the thing. You could say.
You bet.
You could say, you know, man and woman the same. I'm not arguing there's women that could outlift, you know, a man, and I'm not even saying that. But if you're used to not competing against a female.
Correct.
And then it's a contact sport.
Well, and you're throwing the fact
that
you're a teenager.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of weird.
I would think that.
Yeah, it could be a traumatic experience.
And did they make the team because there weren't enough boys to fill
out? No, they just wanted to wrestle, and there weren't enough girls to have a girls' wrestling team. So, like, Missouri Valley and Marshall has a women's wrestling team, or at least they did for some time. But this, you know, a lot of times at the very low weight classes, the girls who wrestle are really good because they're stronger. They're basically stronger per pound than the
wiry
guys that they're encountering,
wiry,
right?
Yeah, but
I was wrestling like 171 and up.
Didn't you worry that you stink and your armpits in their face?
That's the thing. You can't really can't worry about that.
But it is a high school team. Do they not have any boys that are better than them at their school?
I guess that would be accurate.
I mean, they do.
Yes.
Most high schools cut if you're not good enough.
Right.
You don't get to play just because you want to. You have to be the best.
Well, that's changing now as society gets softer.
Really? At the varsity high school level, you get to play just because you want to?
Well, sometimes there aren't any spots. And when you're – this is mostly my freshman and sophomore years where I was wrestling, like, junior varsity.
Back in my day, we didn't have sports.
Right.
Our sport was breathing. And if you couldn't breathe, then you died.
Right.
You didn't get a trophy.
Trophies. Gosh, those didn't come along too much
we better,
later. We have to do email today.
Yeah,
when you get a text from Seymour, that means –
they really got off track. I apologize. Sorry. Plowsy is going to join us here for email a day. Plowsy, I'm sorry for derailing us. I hope I didn't put you in too much of a pinch here.
Thanks for all the time, guys. Can you hear me?
Oh, good, Plowsy.
We can't hear you, Plowsy.
Are you there?
Plowsy? Hello, Plowsy. No, barely. It sounds like you're in a cage.
Can you hear me? Thank you. We're
hey,
still
here.
Oh,
yes.
Can you hear me?
Hello,
yeah, thank you for all the time, by the way, guys.
Yes, yes,
I really appreciate it. Enough time for just
sorry
one
about
email.
That.
Just pick the
sorry
two best ones.
It was an old school wrestling night that threw me.
All right, you're fine. Hello there.
Hey, don't have
I am
attitude
in need of a neck trimming. Doug, if you could meet me behind the Cracker Barrel at 55 and Merrimack Bottom around 7 o'clock tonight, that would be great. Please don't fret if I'm late. I'll be coming from my jazzercise class, and sometimes it runs a little long. Please bring a set of cordless clippers. Thanks. That is from Peter Dinklage's third leg.
Peter Dinklage's third leg.
Hey, guys.
You.
I've been upset all weekend that I was never really in the August Email of the Month competition. I tried to drown my pain this weekend in Bud Select in the company of many a floozy man, but that didn't work. I was all set to type in a vile email asking Doug to send me a pic of his favorite place to be touched sexually. Then I realized you guys were at Cardinal Glennon, and there are people with much bigger problems than that. So, therefore, I will suspend my vile email until later date. Until a later date. Suck it, Doug. That is from Mr. Nipples. I like Nipsey.
Mr. Nipples. I don't care for it.
I thought that was a fine email.
Me too.
Showing some
claim
thought.
That you're, don't claim
showing
that you're some
clarity
sort
of thought.
You're some sort of hero because you don't send a vile email in. I'm not buying
Let's
that.
Move on, gentlemen.
Guys, you read my email three times.
Sorry.
You read my email three times last week, and Doug said he's new two of the times. I think Doug is losing it. Speaking of Doug and losing things, Doug, remember those cufflinks Channel 4 gave you for 20 years at the station? My proctologist found them during my weekly checkup. Later, alligator. That is from Brian in Arizona, who is not new, by the way, Doug. He's a loyal
Brian
emailer.
In Arizona. He's new-ish.
He's new-ish.
He's new.
Doug's Backseat Confession, Volume 1. I was driving down a dark...
This is not what we discussed today.
I was driving down a dark, lonesome country road, longing for the touch of a gentleman. As my mind pondered to the touch of lovers oh so long ago, I'm suddenly jolted back into reality. Drats, a flat tire. The perfect metaphor for the state of my sex life. Just when I think all hope is lost, headlights crest the hill. A 92 LeBaron pulls nigh. The most incredibly masculine voice penetrates my ear hole. Need me to fill you up, fella? My voice quivers as I manage to reply, think you can handle the load, sailor? He answers by pulling my spandex yoga pants around my ankles and throwing me over my hood.
All right.
Just as quick as he came, he was
gone.
Seductively yours, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Didn't need to be read.
I thought it was a really good one.
Tower Grove South.
I hope there's more to come.
Luckily, we only have time for one or two more.
This will be the last one, Kat, I promise. Dear Doug, I write this with a heavy heart as I tell you the gift your son gave me for my diaper party has been ruined. It was the signed picture of you in your prime. 27 years old, full head of hair, a smile that made Zac Efron blush, and those eyes that would melt a woman's clothes right off her skin. You see, Tawny had to work the next day, and I had 5 hours of alone time with me and just the picture. After running out of lube, that is from the White Collar Gangster.
No.
Sorry for the time. That is what we have for email of the day. What you got, boys?
White Collar Gangster.
Well, I always judge it.
Tell you what, Harry's Razors.
I judge it on the best email, hipster.
I go hipster at Tiger Grove South.
Right. Was it the best?
Yeah. Hipster at Tiger Grove South is the winner of email of the day. Gets a pair of tickets to Old School Wrestling Night. Folks, that'll do it. Hollywood Casino Press Box is coming up next. Frank Cusmano is going to be here as well at Cardinal Glennon. The Ryan Kelly Radiothon continues. Please consider making a donation to Cardinal Glennon. Ryan Kelly can make it happen. Just call 314-781-9700. For Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for Doug Vaughn, for Sea Monster, for Plowsy, I'm Ben Fredrickson. We'll see you next time.
Hurry into Gateway Buick GMC to experience 16 acres of Buick GMC and pre-owned luxury vehicles. It's the sale of the season with all-time low lease offers and 0% financing on select models. Only Gateway includes, at no extra charge, a lifetime warranty on your vehicle. Ask about select model specials on brand new vehicles. This means thousands off MSRP for you. Shop online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Gateway, the right way.